As the Department of Defense works toward achieving auditability, one sticking point might be the Navy. That's according to the Government Accountability Office. They've identified some risks to the branch's future audit readiness. Asif Khan's Director of Financial Management and Assurance Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Asif, it is good to talk to you about auditability at the Department of Defense once again. Tell me about the work that you did in based on the Navy's pay transactions in April of 2013. Thanks for joining me today.
Right. Good morning, Francis. Our work was focused on Navy's assertion on their April 2013 military pay audit readiness. Just by way of background, you may recall that in 2012, we had reported that the U.S. Army could not readily provide a complete and valid population of its active duty military payroll, and they were not able to provide supporting documentation for the related pay activity. As the Navy uses similar pay systems and processes, Congress asked us to look whether Navy is effectively or has effectively addressed the audit readiness issues similar to those experienced by the Army. So this report examined whether or not the Navy was able to provide sufficient documentation to support a complete and valid population of their military pay transactions. And this was limited to April of 2013. And then the second objective was that how does all this audit readiness work contribute to Navy's future audit readiness? The results were that the CPA firm, which examined Navy's assertion, was able to say that they agreed with Navy's assertion that Navy was able to support its payroll for April of 2013. However, we have certain other concerns.
Well, one of those concerns jumped out at me right away, which is that's terrific for April 2013, but that strikes me that that's a very limited scope when it comes to the broader issue of audit readiness, not just for the entire Navy, but even if we narrow it down to just the pay transactions.
That's correct. I mean, that was one of the concerns that we have expressed in this report, that while we understand Navy's perspectives that they wanted to get at least 1 month under their belt, if you will, so if there were any issues that came to light, they could remediate them in time for the 2015 schedule of budgetary activity audits, which are currently undergoing. So in that respect, that was their judgment. However, like you have correctly pointed out, 1 month is a very limited time period to make any type of assessment to be able to project on the 12 months, the remaining 11 months of the payroll activity.
You write, the Navy identified extensive deficiencies in six personnel and other key systems it relies on to process and report military pay activity. You and I have talked about before the fact that that might be one of the problems right there, is that they rely on six different personnel systems at least in order to report this information, Asif.
Correct. I mean, there's a multitude of feeder systems and payroll systems and personnel system which goes into processing the payroll. So that certainly is an issue. However, the reality is that a number of these systems are going to be in place for the next several years, while Navy, along with the other military departments, implement new systems, personnel payroll systems, to be able to process this in much more comprehensive fashion. However, the purpose of audit readiness is that the Navy, along with the other military departments, are able to demonstrate that they are able to, they have enough processes and controls in place on an ongoing basis, so there's a reasonable assurance that the information which is being reported in the statements is accurate. So this work shows that the Navy was able to demonstrate that for just 1 month, but one cannot project that to the remainder of the 11 months.
Historically, has it been your experience, though, that that's a reasonable starting point? Let's see if we can get it right for 1 month and use those lessons to try to stretch it out to a longer period of time. Seems to be the message the Navy was sending, seems to be the goal that's implied there. Is that historically a reasonable course of action to get the process started?
Francis, I would not argue with that. I think that's it's a reasonable starting point. However, as pointed out, and I think you're alluding to, there are several other steps which the Navy needs to take along with the Defense Finance and Accounting Service to be able to support the Navy in processing valid and accurate payroll transactions.
I note that there's a connective tissue issue here, seemingly, as well. Asif Khan's director of financial management and assurance issues at the Government Accountability Office and looking at the Navy's auditability efforts. You write, achieving audit readiness also requires coordination by the IPA, Independent Public Accountant, the Department of Defense Inspector General Office, and service providers. What did you find when you looked at that connective tissue and the coordination efforts going there, Asif?
Yes, I mean, that's very important to recognize, Francis. I mean, as you recall, the military departments have been undergoing audit readiness for the past several years. Department of Navy has been embarked on this journey for at least the last 10 years. Part of that is the coordination with the other stakeholders, which certainly are the service providers as the Defense Finance and Accounting Services for all the components of DoD. In addition to that, it's the CPA firms, the Office of Inspector General, as well as the Government Accountability Office. We found that some of the handoffs weren't properly done. It is something which is of concern, but in my view, it can be easily taken care of now that it has come to light. A few of the issues were that the clarity between the scope of services provided and the responsibility that's between the Navy and the Defense Finance and Accounting Service, it's not very clear. For instance, DFAS is supposed to be responsible for maintaining those systems. However, Navy is responsible for the accuracy of those financial information that is processed through them. So that needs to be clarified in the scope of services that the Navy has between themselves and their service provider. Similarly, the coordination of, in this case, it was some of the sensitive transaction which the Department of Defense Inspector General was going to be auditing, that needs to be, the protocol needs to be clarified, because as you go into these larger schedule of budgetary activity audits, the scope of those transactions is going to continue to increase.
You write about the schedule of budgetary activity, SBA audit, it's intended to help identify areas for additional focus, facilitate efforts to achieve DOD's goal of financial statement auditability department-wide. You write, however, without reliable controls and systems, auditors will likely need to perform additional, more costly procedures to obtain assurance in future audits, and the reliability of financial information for day-to-day decision-making will remain at risk. How so, Asif?
This is important to recognize that the intent of audit readiness and the overall financial management initiative is not to prepare financial statements manually. The purpose of this exercise is that there are internal controls, systems, and processes in place to be able to sustain this so that they can provide useful, timely, reliable financial information for decision making. And that's the part which we feel is missing from this current audit readiness exercise. That our concern is that because of a lack of processes and internal controls, it's going to end up being a manual effort where the auditor has to do a lot more work in terms of testing transactions, which is very timely. And it's also initially going to preclude them from giving any type of meaningful opinion on the financial statements.
Do you have a sense, again, from your experience, and not necessarily passing judgment on the specific issues you looked at here, do you have a sense that there are items involved in your recommendations, we'll talk about those very quickly in a moment, that will get the Navy off track from being able to meet the deadlines that Congress has set?
I would say that, I mean, Navy understands the track that they have in terms of timeline, and they have reasonable expectations of what they can and cannot do between now and 2017. Like you had alluded to earlier on, that in the initial years, the military departments do not expect to get a clean opinion on their schedule and financial statements. However, in the longer term, they need to really kind of begin to focus in on the system issues, the internal controls issues. However, having said that, performing remediation activities and supporting an audit is a daunting task. So one can see that until the dust has settled from the first year audit, it'll be difficult to judge what sort of lessons learned there are from this initial year audits, how the departments have taken that that knowledge learned and applied to effectively remediate their processes. So it's yet to be seen exactly how what the progress is going to be as a result of these audits.
We'll leave the recommendations for folks to go to federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, find the link to this report, and read, because I want to ask you, that sounds to me like we should expect that when the first year audit comes through, it might not look the way Congress probably wants it to look, but we should understand that it will be a work in progress for the first maybe several years. Is that a fair deduction on my part, Asif?
I think that's a fair deduction on your part. That's a realization that the DOD components, the military departments themselves has. However, the key point is going to be to look at the recommendations which are being made by the CPA firms and the resulting remediation activity that the components are going to take as a result of those recommendations. And going forward, it'll be very important for the DOD components to be able to track their progress against the recommendations that have been made to them by the CPA firms, by IG, and by the GAO.
Great to talk to you as always, Asif. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you, Francis.